Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Well, Lindsay's not here yet, so this is the perfect time to talk about her behind her back.
It is.
Now, I wasn't here Friday for extra, extra funny. I had something come up, kind of a semi-urgent issue, not an emergency or anything like that. It was an urgent issue for good stuff. So I didn't hear any of the extra funny. It was extra, extra funny, you said, Riggins?
Yeah, I think so.
All right. Well, then I wouldn't have heard that anyway because I'm not a subscriber. I'm not a member of TJ Riggins Prime Plus.
Exactly. And she brought it up during Extra Funny. And I said, no, save that for extra, extra funny because that's for Prime Plus members.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you get that extra segment every day. That's just one of the many things you get if you're a member of TJ Riggins Prime Plus. So what is her deal? She's always got something happening.
She really does. Earlier this week, she was like real frazzled. It was the first week back at school for her son, or his first week of school ever, I think. And yeah, she's just been like real frazzled. And she goes, have I told you what I'm also dealing with? I said, no, what? And she goes, I think I have pink eye.
Ooh.
And I went, what? And she goes, yeah, look at the corner of my eye. It was all red. Oh. And yeah. Do you know why?
Well, when you're talking about her son and pink eye, then what we talk about him all the time is that he's still having problems not using the potty.
Yeah. He doesn't have, well, what basically happened, I'll just summarize it. He used the bathroom, not in the potty.
Mm-hmm.
And it led to an extensive cleaning for her inside the house. And she ended up having to just put him outside with no pants on because like it was such a disaster area, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then she woke up the next day and she had some irritation and redness in the corner of her eye. And that's the last I had heard of it. So I'm not sure if it got worse or got better, but yeah, she's pretty sure she's got pink eye.
Yeah. And that, they say that causes pink eye. That the bacteria and all of that.
That's what I hear.
And I'm trying to remember from when my kids had pink eye when they were kids and they were little, but I think there's an antibiotic you have to take. I think it's an infection, maybe. It is an infection.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, it's but
fungus.
She also says she thinks she's taking too much medicine. So I think if you ask her to take an antibiotic, she's going to be a little sketched out by it.
Well, I mean, or she's gonna walk around with poo poo eyes.
What's up, poo poo eyes?
Yeah, so she'll be in a little bit later so we can find out about all that. But oh, ooh, gross.
Yeah, I had to tell me about it. Yeah, she might show up and her eye could be like blood red, pussy. Yeah.
Just leaking everywhere.
Absolutely. It'll be interesting to see how this all turns out.
Eye seepage, just ugh. Got a milky eye. What they call it? A milky eye.
Yes.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show with TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Okay. Now all of a sudden my eyes are itching and I'm getting kind of freaked out. Even though I haven't been around Lindsay in person. And if she was thinking Friday that she was getting pink eye. Now, all of a sudden, I'm having that. Like, if somebody starts talking about ants or lice or something, your head starts itching.
Yeah.
You know, even though you don't have the lice, I think that's what's going on with me. My eyes are itching and burning.
You're really sensitive about your eyes and like hearing about other people's eyes. Yeah. What did that start from? Was there like, did you have a traumatic event with your eyes or something?
No. It's just that I used to be really squeamish about any type of blood or anything like that. Like if I saw somebody get cut on TV or in a movie, and it could go all the way back to the first Friday the 13th. Now that I think about it, I was little when that came out, and maybe it was that, but I've always been, but now I can look at blood on movies and all a little bit better than I used to. But a lot of times I'm still like, if they're doing some sort of a, like if they're cutting up somebody or doing a surgery or something on TV or on a movie, my wife has to tell me when it's safe to look. She'll sit there and she'll go, don't look. Don't. Oh my God. Don't look. Don't look. I'm telling you, don't look. I was like, okay, well just tell me, don't look. And then you tell me when I can look again.
Oh my God. There's so much blood. There's screaming agony.
I am serious. Don't look. Do not. Oh God, please don't look.
Like, okay. How much blood can one person have?
Where is it shooting? No, don't look. Don't look.
That's funny.
Yeah. And I can say, you just tell me, don't look. I'm going to say, I'm not looking at this. So then all you got to do is just tell me when it's safe.
Yeah.
I'm not going to look until you say it's okay. And I will say though, that she is very good about not trying to trick me and saying, you know, it's safe now. And then I look around and I go, oh no, it's not. You know, she wouldn't do that.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah. Now my little friend Jenny would, in a heartbeat, she would think that's funny.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. But you know, you think it's funny to like tease her with the Chucky doll and stuff like that.
No, I've never brought in a Chucky doll and hidden it, you know, cause I always say cause I want to do something like that and get it on video. Right. But I always think about it, you know, and say, no, I can't do that. Cause I'd be worried she'd hurt herself or something. It's not, you know, that's not funny. Cause if, you know, if she walked in the room and saw a Chucky doll standing by the coffee pot in the morning,
yeah,
she'd probably take off running into the, you know, into the kitchen counter or a knife or something. I mean, she just would freak.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to hurt her.
Yeah, but you've toyed with the idea every year. You bring it up and you go. What one year you said you were going to put it in the shower, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be funny too. But then I also have that Edgar Allan Poe mask, that rubber mask I was going to put over her creamer in the refrigerator. So she, when she reaches in, it looks like a severed head. I still may do that. This is not Chucky.
Yeah, right.
It's not her kryptonite.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. What is new radio?
You like how we get to it.
New radio is
video.
Watching on video.
Watch each weekday morning just after 9 Eastern, 8 Central. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Now, back to the TJ and Reagan Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
TJ, I know you keep up with the news, and I just saw an article in a legitimate news publication that says, here's the headline, are ghosts real? The experts weigh in. That's the headline. This is a legitimate news source. The experts weigh in if ghosts are real. Now, I didn't even bother to click on the article and see what counts as a ghost expert. Like, who do you think they're going to ask about ghosts?
I have no idea. That's what I was wondering. I mean, I can tell you, no, ghosts are not real. And then now I'm an expert.
Right. I know.
Ghosts are not real.
I'm kind of tempted to go back just to see if it was like, you know, Ray, who works down at the auto body shop. He, mm-hmm. he has extensive experience in the paranormal.
Yeah. Well, I really would think, though, that the closest thing to a ghost expert would be a priest that performs exorcisms.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That would be something, but that's just exorcising the devil, not ghost, right?
Yeah.
I don't, Catholic, you know more about that, Regans.
Yeah, I don't know if they qualify ghosts and demons or the devil in the same way, but a lot of people do. They just did this poll. 39% of U.S. adults believe in ghosts. So not quite 50%, but a lot of people. Yeah. 39% believe in ghosts.
That's because they need to get to the church house.
Maybe that's what it is. 35% of people say they've experienced a ghost or a spirit. And I can, you know, positively say I have never had any kind of encounter with a ghost or a spirit other than the Holy Spirit, of course.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's who they're talking about.
Now, I do know people who think that they think that they've had a ghost in their house or something and described him as a nice ghost. It wasn't, you know, but they could hear him in the house and whatever.
Now, my question is for you. Are all those people you're referring to, are they all from Louisiana?
No. Believe it or not, these people are from New Jersey. So that was kind of the angle I was going. And I don't know if they've ever been in a church house.
Wait a minute. You know people from New Jersey that don't go to a church? I don't like where this is going. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, and that's another thing about, and it's South Louisiana for the most part. There's always a ghost story or a legend about a disappearing town. And, you know, there's a lot of folklore in Louisiana.
Yeah.
You know, no story about anything in the history of Louisiana comes without some sort of a ghost attachment to it.
Yeah. There's a lot of witch stuff down in Louisiana and voodoo.
Mm-hmm. The voodoo is in the New Orleans area, yeah.
Yeah, so there it is heavily, influenced by ghosts and stuff, that culture down there. Mm-hmm. But here's where these results get kind of wacky. A strong majority, 83% of people believe that humans have a soul or a spirit. That's great, 83%. Mm-hmm. But 57% extend that belief to their own animals.
Oh, yeah.
So more than half of people polled believe that their dog or cat has a soul or a spirit.
Yeah, that's a thing, but I don't want to elaborate on that too much because kids might get sad or whatever.
Absolutely, it is a touchy situation. So yeah, maybe I found
that out the hard way one time on the radio, but
oh, did you?
Yeah.
Well, listen, all dogs go to heaven.
Okay. Yeah.
Whatever you hear.
In that movie.
Exactly.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Reagan Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Riggins, did I tell y'all about what happened last weekend when we were in Lowe's buying a new washer and dryer and refrigerator?
No.
I can't believe I forgot. You know, it was the Labor Day sale last weekend, and we were getting those three things. And then, little friend Jenny washes clothes like she probably does minimum of 5 loads every day of her life because she's constant. She loves doing laundry. If she wears something, she takes it off, puts it directly in the washing machine, puts it in the dryer, and then does it. When her husband comes home from work, same thing. As soon as he takes his clothes off, they go in the washing machine. You know, she just loves doing laundry. Mm-hmm. Well, her washing machine and her dryer, they wear out pretty fast. You do that. So she said, you know what? I need a new washer and dryer too. Let's look up these sales and we'll go. So then I'm going, all right. So I'm going to spend my day off on the weekend hanging around Lowe's looking at appliances and all. Can't y'all just do that another time? Well, we have to do it when the sale is going. All right. So we're at Lowe's and it's taking forever. You know, I feel like a kid, you know, when your mom's talking to her friend at the grocery store and you're like, Mom, come on.
Sure.
So one of the guys that works there walked up and the first thing he said was, all right, look, I know the four of y'all, I keep up with you, and I know y'all do a lot of stuff together, but can y'all not even go and buy new appliances without each other?
No way.
Yeah. And so we started laughing and, you know, told him how it happened, whatever. And he goes, yeah, I didn't know she was with y'all when I first recognized that you were here, pointing at Jenny. He goes, but I knew for sure it was y'all because I recognized somebody's voice from a couple of aisles over.
Oh God. And it wasn't you. I gotta be
honest. It was not mine. No.
From a couple aisles over.
And I was over there and I heard a familiar voice that I've heard for 20 something years.
I was in damn lumber and yeah. I heard a voice.
I was out there sawing. I was cutting some tuba sixes.
Yeah, holy cow.
I had the ear protection on, the saw was going, and I still heard that voice cut through all of that noise.
What does she do when somebody says something like that to her?
She just looks at him and goes, "Are you talking about my voice?"
No.
It just kind of blends in with everybody else's.
Oh my gosh, that's hysterical.
She got mad at me the other day. She was in there and she's got one of those really loud blow dryers, like a Shark, one of those Shark things. Mm-hmm. And she's drying her hair and she tells me something while that thing's going. And she just like out of nowhere says, "Did I tell you?" And I was like, "Oh my God, it was so loud because she's trying to talk over that dryer." And she goes, "Oh my God, give me a break." And she didn't finish telling me what she was going to tell me because she was mad at that point because I winced at the sound of her voice, you know, cutting through at such a loud volume.
Yeah, because to her, it's like personal. You're like, you're that offended by the sound of my voice.
It's just the volume.
Yeah.
It's
just
the volume. More TJ and Riggins coming up.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
What is new radio? New radio is podcast. Listen to new shows every weekday, starting at 8 Eastern, 7 Central.
Dude, people who are doing podcasts, they know what's up.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Yay, yay. Okay, I have been waiting all weekend about this because Lindsay said that something embarrassing happened to her and she didn't tell anybody. She wanted to wait and talk about it on the radio. Mm-hmm. So, as goofy as Lindsay is all the time, and we all know that, this has to be super, super funny if it embarrassed her.
Well, yeah, because I don't get embarrassed easily. Well, this happened on Friday and, I had to run to the grocery store to get Brooks one thing for school, one thing. So I get in there and I'm like, oh, I actually need a case of Diet Coke and a case of water. So I'm going to get a cart. So I get like a mini cart. I start pushing it. I get the cases of water, get the case of Diet Coke, and I get what he needs. I check out. So I have three things. It takes me 2 seconds. I self-check out and I start going to the, like to the exit door, and I'm pushing the cart, and it stops. You know how they have those stop things on the cart if you're stealing, I guess.
Yeah.
Not only does my Harris Teeter have the stop cart thing, it has an alarm system. So it's going, wee-oo, wee-oo. And I'm like looking up. I'm like, is that me? I'm like looking at the girl at the, you know, cash register. She's like, that's you. Because my cart has stopped.
You, the thief. Yes, that's you. That's me.
Yeah. So a guy that looks like he works there, but he's not the manager, comes over. And he's like, hey, miss, you're going to have to wait right there. I'm like, okay. I mean, I can't move. I've got my case of water. My dad, you know, it's not like I'm darting off to the, I paid for it. I swear I paid. I have three things. He's like, you're just going to have to wait right there. The alarm is still going off. People in my name, this is like a neighborhood grocery store. I know that sounds crazy, but literally only people in my name. People are looking at me. Lindsay, are you okay? I'm like,
oh my gosh.
I am bright red at this point because a manager comes over and he's like, okay, let me figure out what's going on. Can we check your receipt? I'm like, yes, check. Here's my receipt. I've been holding my receipt up. Like, turn off the damn sirens. I mean, I am mortified. So I see people passing me and people are just looking at me. Finally, the loss prevention guy, I guess he was, came over. He was like, ma'am, I'm sorry. It's been like 10 minutes. I apologize. This happens all the time with these small carts. You know, the mini carts?
Yeah.
I went, are you kidding me? I was mortified for like 10. And you know, 10 minutes with that seems like an hour.
The siren was on the whole time? The alarm?
The whole time. I swear, I was losing it. So I get it. I'm sweating. I get out to my car. I'm like.
You couldn't move back in closer to the thing?
It wouldn't move at all.
Like, just go back inside farther so you know, you can get out from under the alarm and the door.
Well, I was moving, but I didn't want to, like, leave the stuff. It looked suspicious. So I was, like, trying to be like, that's mine. I swear I'm not leaving. Like, oh, my God. You know, it's just, did the alarm need to happen? Did that need to happen?
Well, yeah.
Did it?
Was, yeah. She could have been a regular thief.
Okay.
Wait, hold on. We got to take a break. We'll come back to this just a second. Hang on.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Reagan Show with TJ, Reagan's, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Okay, quickly. Friday, Lindsay had gone to the store. She got water, Diet Coke, and then one other thing that she was getting for her son's school. The alarm went off and the wheels on the shopping cart locked up when she tried to leave. Saying that she had stolen something. The alarm was going off for 10 minutes. She was stuck there. Now what?
So I already felt like less of. I mean, you know, I hate to say that, but I'm in the car. I feel like I'm broke. Like I just stole stuff. I'm like, people think I don't have money, you know, whatever. So then the next day, just the cherry on top, the next day we're at church and they're selling these t-shirts for $5. Well, me and Kyle are walking into like, what we call the big church, you know, the auditorium. And I'm like, hey, I'm going to go get a few t-shirts for the kids, me. Do you want one? He's like, no. I'm walking. It's packed. There's like 100 people around me. I'm walking to the t-shirt thing. And he looks back and he's like, hey, do you have $5? And I went, like, questioning if I had five. Like, you don't have $5. So I am mortified. People are looking at me like, oh, do you need $5, sweetie?
So she's just caught yesterday trying to steal.
So I get in line, I get the t-shirts, I come back in, the church has already started. I looked at Kyle and said, why did you say that? Like, what was that, a joke? He said, no, I just didn't know if you had cash. I said, it wasn't cash only, it's 2025. I used Apple Pay, like, calm down. Oh, I'm sorry. He thought it was cash only. So that's why he was like, do you have $5? I said, you could have said, hey, do you have cash? He was like, well, that's what I meant. I was just like saying, hey, do you have $5 on you? And I went, people were looking at me like, sweet, do you need a t-shirt, sweetie?
See, because you're so paranoid now.
I know.
Yeah. And the worst thing that somebody can think about you is that you don't have money.
I know.
You're fat and you don't have money and you're ugly. Those are the things.
Yeah. It was one of those weekends where I was like just a broke, fat, just didn't have a penny. Didn't have two dimes to run together.
Riggins, what would your reaction have been in the grocery store if that had happened to you?
Instant tears. You know, it's like you feel you're not going to cry, but it's just like that feeling when you get hit in the face with a basketball, your face just turns red and you're just like, you're in a daze.
Yeah. In a couple minutes, I could have sweated out fine. Like, here's my receipt. No big deal. It happened 10 minutes. It was a lifetime. I was there a lifetime.
How does it take 10 minutes to come over and look at your receipt and then look at the things in your cart and say, oh, this is fine?
And yeah. And three people came over. So it looked like I was being even more suspicious.
Like, let's put these things into another cart and then you can be on your way. And then we'll unlock this one as soon as it does. You know, however the system goes.
Yeah. I'm never getting a case of water or Diet Coke again. I'm just carrying everything from here on out.
There's no way they should have left you standing there like that after they looked at your receipt and saw that you weren't stealing something.
I know. It's like they were trying to figure out their problems with the cart. Well, that's not all me. Let me go. Let me go.
You should have been gone.
I'm in Harris Teeter jail. Come on.
What I like to do is when I walk past the doors, when they open, I just like to take off running. It's like I did steal something, but I didn't.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
What is new radio? New radio is
streaming literally everywhere.
Listen to the show starting each weekday morning at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. This is the TJ and Reagan Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Reagan Show.
Hey, TJ, did you catch any of last night's MTV Video Music Awards?
Every minute of it. That's why I'm kind of topsy-turvy today, because I just can't get it together. I was up all night watching that.
I thought about you. I said, TJ's probably loving this right now.
I do. I love it.
I actually thought it was pretty good. As somebody who grew up loving the VMAs, I thought it was really good. LL Cool J was the host. He opened and said, tonight is about fun and music, and we're not going to talk about anything else. Leaving all that stuff behind. We're going to take a day off. So meaning, excuse me, there wouldn't be any politics this year, but I didn't see much, but Ricky Martin comes down from the ceiling and does a medley, which was awesome. Mm. And yeah. Ricky Martin still, you know, obviously looks incredible. I don't know how old that guy is. That guy is still so good looking.
He never changes.
I woke up to a message from my daughter this morning with a screenshot of Ricky Martin talking about how good he looked. Because, you know, I've always said, no matter what, Ricky Martin is always going to be a good looking man. Just like George Michael was a good looking man all the way till he took his last breath.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Something about, it's that exotic look, mm-hmm. you know, when the men get older, because George Michael was Greek. Everybody thought he was British, but his heritage was Greek. And then Ricky Martin is Puerto Rican, AKA Puerto Rican.
They have that good skin. Like it never changes.
No, it's like the guys from Louisiana, such as myself, you know, the such as I with the humidity and the grease. Is that guy grease?
Greasy oily skin.
Yeah.
Skin don't crack.
Ricky looked great. He sounded okay. I'll be honest. He's at it all right.
Well,
who cares? You know who else was up there? Mariah Carey did a medley of some of her biggest hits. And she barely walks around. Everybody's ripping on her for choreography. She has to be like led around the stage by a guy in a tuxedo. And then when she's singing her songs, she doesn't move. It's weird.
Was her dress super tight?
Yeah.
Because remember, is that what you're going to say?
Yeah, go ahead.
Remember when we were at American Idol and we went to LA that time for American Idol, they carried her on stage and just plopped her down.
Yeah.
On the little pedestal thing. They just picked her up and put her there. Yeah.
It's like, is that necessary to be so tight? Is that can't be good for your body parts.
Can't be. And then Kenny G came out to perform with Doja Cat, which was weird. Jessica Simpson was there, 19 years away from the VMAs, and she was back. So a lot of highlights from the award show last night. But the big story over the weekend was the $1.8 billion Powerball. two winning tickets were drawn, one person in Texas and one person in Missouri. So they have to split $1.8 billion. So not as exciting when you got to split your winning ticket, right?
Yeah, especially by the time they do the cash payout and the taxes all get taken out of it. So they'll each probably, their take home pay from it, as they say, each will probably be about, I don't know, 27 grand.
That is wild.
By the time the government gets all of theirs. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so. Texas doesn't tax. I think they don't have state tax on lottery winnings, but I think Missouri does.
Yeah.
But I think federal taxes account for like 47% of whatever you won. So it's pretty brutal. Mm-hmm. But there's another story that's in the news, and it revolves around sports, and we'll get to it next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
I want to get everybody's opinion about a viral story that took place over the weekend. But first, you have one more day to shop the Sweet Dreams sale. Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattress, sponsor of TJ and Jody's House, the podcast. They've been having an awesome Labor Day sale going on, up to 50% off some of their biggest products. So you have one more day. They've been extending the Labor Day sale. So head over to Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattress, multiple locations, or check them out online, tjriggins.com/deals. Love Sweet Dreams. So everybody was talking about this story from the Phillies Marlins game on Friday night. Did everybody see that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The guy hits a home run, and a father picks up the home run ball, gives it to his young son, and a woman marches over and grabs the father by the arm and said, "Hey, you took that ball from me." And she's really aggressive, like pointing in his face in front of this little kid. And he basically, after about a 20-second exchange, he goes, "Fine, take the ball." And she storms back to her seat. Well, that happened on Friday night. Saturday and Sunday, the entire internet came together to try to find out the identity of this woman.
Well, and even during the game, they noticed it. And so the Phillies organization did something special for the kid. You know, one of the ushers came by and gave him some cool products and things like that. And then he got to meet one of the players afterwards. And I think he got an autographed bat out of the deal.
Nice. He did.
They brought the father, the sister as well, down under, behind the scenes and gave him a little tour, which was a nice thing to do because they recognized that this poor kid was probably just, I don't know, so shocked at this woman's behavior. But I guess my question is the fact that everybody's trying to find out her name and do some sort of like communal justice or whatever you call that. Like what is the word for that? Vigilante justice?
Yeah.
Trying to expose her and get her fired. Is that the right response to a situation like this?
I don't think so. I never liked that sort of thing. I think the dad should have, not given her the ball and cussed her till a fly wouldn't light on her.
Yeah.
Send her cowering back to her seat in tears by the time I got through cussing that woman.
Yeah.
Get out of my face. Don't be rolling up on me all aggressive, touching me and everything. Yeah. I would have had her, canceling herself.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
That's what everybody's trying to, they're trying to get, her canceled and fired from her job. And a name was floated out there saying, "This is the woman." Well, another woman who went by the same name had to get on her own Facebook page and said, "I'm not the lady from that video. Please don't come after me." Yeah.
See, and that's ridiculous. Like, she'll get hers. You just let her go because, now it's over. It's done.
But the chances of someone reaching out and doing something in a violent way to her and all of that stuff come, people just, because they're crazy people out there. So I don't believe in doing that, even though I disagree with her and I think she was disgusting.
Yeah.
What I could see of the video. I also think the dad was disgusting. Don't get me wrong. I think he was a coward.
for not doing more.
Yeah. And he's, it's that picture when she, the still shot, when she runs over to him and starts talking and he's going,
yeah, he kind of does that, like the woo.
I'm like, dude, you're from Philadelphia. This is how you're not supposed to act like that.
Yeah, streets. Yeah. Come on.
Yeah, it's just a crazy scene. And she's all over Facebook and all over social media. Her picture is everywhere. So her family's probably mortified this week, but we'll see how this all turns out. Crazy story, though.
Yeah. More TJ and Riggins coming up.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
What is new radio? New radio is
streaming everywhere.
Listen to the show starting each weekday morning at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Okay, I have something to say. I want to quote unquote weigh in on the whole foul ball situation with the woman Riggins was just talking about in the last hour, who... It was a Phillies game, so you got to figure that 95% of the fans in the ballpark are uncivilized.
Yeah.
Because they're Philadelphia sports fans, you have to assume. Now, having said that, I like the Phillies as a team. I really do. I like them. Fact of business, now the Braves are out of it and can't win the World Series this year. I'm Phillies is my team then. Believe it or not. Hmm. But the woman takes the foul ball from the guy before that. And this was something I had to discuss on my political show. There was an older guy who got a foul ball. It was in his hand, and a young, big, strong guy came from the row behind him, threw a hip into him and jerked it out of the old man's hand.
No.
And went back and sat down and was laughing and all that. Like, he just completely took it away from the old dude. So I've said for a long time, and I guess it needs to be repeated because people haven't taken heed to it yet. Calm down about a foul ball, please. Oh my God. What is the big deal? Now, if it is a foul ball or a home run ball that happened where, you know, like Barry Bonds just broke the record with a home run ball and they're out there in the water and canoes and all chasing it to try because it's worth a lot of money or it's that historic, fine. But if it's just a routine foul ball on a Wednesday night with your local MLB team that's, you know, not anything out of the ordinary, calm down.
Calm down. Calm down.
Good Lord, you act like idiots about a foul ball. It's like when people get in a fight, Riggins, you know, we talk about people getting in fights because somebody broke in line on that day that IHOP's given a free short stack.
Yeah.
It's that. You're right. It is that. It is that exact scenario.
Like a baseball.
And don't y'all ever try to think like, there is nothing in life that I'm that passionate about, that I'm that ignorant about, that I would do that.
Not unless it's worth a lot of money.
And even then, I think I'd be too embarrassed. Like, just take it. Like, just.
I mean, if it's a ball that's going to, you know, it's going to be historic and bring me a couple of $1 million, or hell, it's going to bring me $200.
You're not fighting over something. Oh, like
I would slap my Nana to get a $200 baseball, girl.
Well. I don't believe that.
Clawing over her, throwing bows, the whole thing.
I know Riggins wouldn't.
I would make a fool of myself. If they said, you can have this ball and it's worth $500, but you have to pull your pants to your ankles and penguin walk up the steps of the ballpark, I would do it.
Yeah. I'd love to see that.
Yeah, give me my two big ones.
TJ, Riggins, and Lindsay want to thank you for listening.
Let's go!
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show. With TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D Rob. Now back to the TJ and Riggins Show. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
I almost forgot to give y'all an update.
No.
You know, when we were talking on the show Friday about, was it Thursday or Friday? I thought it was, maybe it was Friday. When the guy was, he had come to hook up all of my equipment for my night show to be able to be done from my house. So I was supposed to do it Friday night and not drive all the way into the big dangerous city to do my nighttime talk show. And nobody believed that it would be working right. Mm. Remember, because it's me and everything, you know, bad luck kind of stuff, just the way it goes for me.
Sure.
Well, if you said that it wouldn't be working for me like it should, then you would be right. However, it was working well enough to get by, to be able to do the show from home. So
okay,
I just think about how weird this is. I sat here with my my earbuds in so I could hear them talking back to me from the studio, and I could hear all of the things that play on the station, like when it was time when they hit the thing and go, now back to the TJ Ritchie show, you know, but I could hear all of that. The only thing I couldn't hear, because we're missing one chord, was myself.
Oh no.
No.
Yeah. So I had to speak, and then I have these noise canceling earbuds in. So I have to have those in to be able to hear the radio station back, so I know when to come in and come out and go out. But it blocked being able to hear my microphone.
Oh no.
Oh, imagine, it was like putting your fingers in your ears and then talking.
Mm-mm. Oh my gosh.
How did you get through that time? I mean,
I just, you know, I'm a professional. Lindsay, I'm the best in this business, that you know.
That's true.
You don't know that many people in this business, but.
No, you're right.
And it was a little awkward. And then I think that it may have taken the management aback a little bit when I just took away all of the, you know, the I guess, mystique of it to begin with. Because you're kind of supposed to, when you do that, you're not really supposed to make a big deal out of it, or not necessarily try to hide it, but you want the listeners to think you're sitting in the studio and all of that. Mm-hmm. First thing my intro hit the other night, I said, hey, this is a big night for me. Let me tell you what's going on. I'm at home.
You were too excited to not share it.
Yeah.
Well, you know me, I wanted to make sure that nobody thinks I was trying to fool them, you know?
Right.
We've always done our business to be more open and behind the scenes and that sort of thing. And so I also wanted to alert them, if something sounds different, this is why. Mm-hmm. And I didn't want them to go, oh, I can tell he's not even in the studio. That's not even in the studio. I can tell it's different. So I didn't want that kind of deal. So yeah, first thing was, look at me tonight. Hey.
That's funny.
That is awesome.
Yeah. News credibility is not something that I possess. No. I found that out quickly.
Yeah.
It's not your thing. Thank you for joining us.
Oh my God. I love it.
I love it. I love it.
This is TJ and Riggins. What is new radio?
You like how we get to it.
New radio is
video.
Watching on video.
Watch each weekday morning just after 9 Eastern, 8 Central. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Riggins Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
Over the weekend, it was revealed that that woman that was caught on the Coldplay kiss cam, the director of HR operations at that company, Astronomer, has filed for divorce from her husband.
And I thought they had already filed.
They said it actually happened on August 13th is when the motion was filed. But there were a lot of rumors, like even fake statements from the former CEO. Like within 24 hours, that statement was everywhere, even though he never said anything about that. So, you know, you got to really be discerning when you see stuff on the internet. But yeah, this I would imagine this is grounds for a divorce when you get caught up in a worldwide scandal at a Coldplay concert.
Yeah.
Not surprising, right?
Yeah. And I think in the beginning, they said that she ran off in hiding, and her husband was saying that they haven't seen her, and she left her kids and everything else. I don't know if any of that was true either, but that's what they said in the beginning.
Yeah.
God, that's terrible.
Yeah. And Coldplay's still doing the camera thing, but you know, they have to make a statement each night saying, hey, no, we're not looking for anybody to kiss on this camera. This is just a way for us to connect with the audience. And
yeah,
they shouldn't even have to make, I mean, this is insane. They shouldn't even have to make a statement.
I kind of agree with you.
It's what we've always known. You're the idiots, people. Like,
sure. Yeah,
the camera thing was around long before Coldplay was ever even a band. I mean, they've been doing it at sporting events, concerts, everywhere you can imagine.
I just cannot imagine. Ugh.
What?
Being at a Coldplay concert.
That's the main takeaway from all this.
Yikes.
Fair point. Fair point. That sounds pretty awful too, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So she's getting the heck out of Dodge, and I'm sure the husband is probably going through his own series of emotions after that. Last night was the MTV VMAs. In case you missed it, LL Cool J was the host. They were definitely relying on some nostalgia. They brought out Busta Rhymes to do a performance, and it looked like the whole audience had no idea who he was.
They didn't. They were Gen Z. They're like, who is this old guy?
Who is that? But I love Busta Rhymes. They brought out Ricky Martin. He came down from the ceiling and performed a medley of hits. Mariah Carey also on stage to do some songs. A lot of people were critical of her choreography or lack of it. What else happened? It was a good, I thought it was a good show. Lady Gaga was honored with like that Video Vanguard Award, and I don't know, no Taylor Swift though. I don't think she even won any awards.
You know what I don't understand? First of all, I don't watch MTV, and I haven't since I was young, in my early 20s or whatever. But I don't understand why when they do these, bring back all of the retro people and all of that stuff, why they don't feature some of the old hair bands. Because that's what, I mean, that video time, that time for music videos with hair bands was huge for MTV. And It's like they act like it never even happened. Like you'd never see them bring, the bands up there like Motley Crue and those types of bands that made such a, Rat and all those that had such a huge impact on the video scene back then.
True. That's a good point.
You're so right. And if Gen Zers don't know these people, why does it matter if they don't know that, they don't know anybody? Who cares?
True. Yeah. But that is a good idea. And then today is National Star Trek Day. And remember, Lindsay has no idea the difference between Star Trek and Star Wars.
I did look it up.
Did you?
Yeah. And that Spock guy,
He's
Star Wars, right? I mean, Star Trek, right?
He is Star Trek. That's right. Live long and prosper. So we've got more coming up next.
This is the TJ and Regan Show.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Baby, let's go.
Now back to the TJ and Regan Show.
Well, so this is something kind of interesting happening behind the scenes. I think a transition is taking place that you might not be aware of. If you don't follow us on social media, please do so. It's at TJ Regan Show. We post new content every single day, whether you're on Facebook or Instagram, X, we're all over the place. At TJ Regan Show. So I posted this little video on Friday, just a moment from the show that I thought was kind of funny. And I went to tag everybody from the show, and I couldn't find our dear friend, Tech D Rob. I said, why is Instagram not letting me tag him? And my first thought was, oh my God, he blocked us for some reason. Like he's mad at me. I couldn't figure it out. But then I realized, Tech D Rob is no longer Tech D Rob. He has changed his name. The name that I believe, TJ, you gave him how many years ago?
I don't know. What is it? Tech Rob name?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. It's when he first started working with us.
Yeah, 2012?
Yeah.
Yeah. When I started, I started shortly after Rob started.
Yeah. So 15 years, Tech D Rob has been Tech D Rob, but he is no longer Tech D Rob. Tech D Rob, what is the name you are going by now?
It is MC Tech Rob, because that's what I do at my real estate job. Market Center Tech Trainer.
Okay.
Oh, Market Center Tech
Trainer. Oh, Market Center. I was thinking MC, like M, like.
I was going to put MC Tech D Rob, but I thought that'd be really confusing.
Well, okay. I'm kind of upset about this.
I am too. I don't know what to think about it. I've always known you as Tech D Rob. I think we all have. We've come to love Tech D Rob. But if he's going by a new name, a new identity, do you want us to use your new name?
No, I just did that because I wouldn't want that anyway. This is what I am here. Yeah. I'm doing that because I am going to start doing like freelance stuff for other real estate people, and I want them to know what I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Still don't like it. I don't like it. You know,
I wish I had some freelance. These crackers, cookies.
You know, in the same breath, I don't want to dead name him. I think this is what you call it when you change your name. I didn't want to dead name him, so I didn't want to start calling him Tech D Rob he wasn't Tech D Rob anymore. And it's not.
Please still call me that. Please still call me that. That's fine.
Okay. And I actually like Rob. I mostly call him Rob, but I hope the radio family can follow this track so they don't get confused.
It's not that far off.
And they might think you're going to start emceeing events or something.
Yeah, I might get some invitations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Extra freelance work is all that's going to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Doesn't matter what it is. Just.
I seriously do think that you're devaluing yourself by only charging people, you know, in snack crackers and cookies. And
stuff. I love sour cream and chive.
Yeah, you should make them actually pay you money instead of. You know, in Lance snacks, but whatever.
To each his own, I guess. Mm-hmm. Well, listen, you can follow the MC Tech Rob, but make sure you also follow at TJ Riggins Show on all the social media channels. New content every single day. We look forward to having you over there.
Yeah! All right, let's go.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. What is new radio? New radio is early access.
Access granted.
Prime and Prime Plus members get early access to TJ and Riggins. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
My friend Riggins sent two videos to me this morning. Oh, he was in a yuck it up kind of mood.
That's me. Always yucking it up.
He said one video is like Jody, and the other video is like I am. This is the one that is supposed to be, well, you would say Jody's kindred spirit. My wife, listen.
When people are like, it must be nice working in the air conditioner all day. It is, and you're about to be mad as hell when I tell you I run my little heater under my desk all day, too.
It'd be nice to be working under the air conditioner all day. That's a Southern thing.
Yeah.
Southerners stand right under the air conditioner. We're going to get in here and get under the air conditioner.
Yeah.
And you're also going to be mad because I tell you I got a heater going under my desk.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is that not Jody or what?
Mm-hmm. Yes. It is. And doesn't have sense enough to know not to be proud of that.
Yeah. He's like, y'all got to be mad.
Okay. And this is the one that he said is more like I am. Listen.
I'm Ryan, and I just got a fresh cut for all you beautiful black goddesses out there.
Mm. Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Fresh cut for all you beautiful black goddesses out there.
That's so you.
Mm-hmm. That is so him.
Now, if you look at Ryan's comments and his followers on his stuff, that's all he has following him and commenting on his stuff. Oh, yep. So he's the real deal. He's not just, you know, out there trying to talk something to be funny.
Yeah.
And he said he got a fresh cut and he's showing his haircut and it's for all the beautiful black goddesses out there. According to his likes and comments and followers, they appreciate it.
Absolutely, yeah. They do. The top comment is from a black woman who said, "Listen, if Ryan's rocking with us, we're rocking with Ryan."
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That is cool.
Mm-hmm.
Love that.
I give myself a fresh cut. That's the difference, though. And the cut is usually right above my ear when I nick it with the razor, because that's a hard area to get when you're trying to shave your head.
Oh, yeah. And you use a straight razor, just like a...
Yeah, just the same kind you would use for your face, but not a straight razor like the barber uses.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I would kill myself with that.
Yeah. You definitely would.
Bloodshed.
Yeah, plus you got to keep that sharpened and everything. I don't have that kind of time.
No.
And I don't want that in the house. Give Jody any ideas while I'm asleep.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Reagan Show with TJ, Reagan's, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Y'all, you know, I was the first one in the media in all of U.S. America to start not just worrying about Britney Spears' mental shape. I wasn't the first on that, but I was the first to offer a lending hand to Britney Spears when she started freaking out years ago. Everybody else was just making fun. I was trying to help. I invited her into my home for me to rehab her. Even though I have no training in that, I could still do it. But now, these videos that she's posting on Instagram are getting more and more weird. I mean, they used to just be her dancing around and just trying her best to get naked, get as naked as she's legally allowed to be on Instagram. And she would pretty much do the same dance around in the same spot. Then she started branching out and doing the dancing in different areas, wherever she was. And then now I saw a video of her the other day and she's in an outfit and she's posing in front of the camera and she's talking. And I can't understand a word she's saying. She's just like, voice. And like, and I went down, and it's so hot, and it's hot. And then I turned and I got on vacation. And I mean, it's just, it's weird.
Yeah. It's like a different language.
Yeah. It's almost like a, like some sort of like Klingon kind of, you know, when people feel like they've got their own language, you know, about, you know, something nerdy or whatever, like space language.
Yeah.
Kind of what it is. And it's not any type of foreign tongue that anyone would recognize. But it's just, something is going on, or either she's really good at just trolling people.
No, her demise is coming, unfortunately. I mean, I hate to say that. If she doesn't get help, it's the end of her. I mean, something's not right. I mean, it hasn't been right, but her health is declining.
But she said something about going on a sushi date or something.
She was dancing in the bathroom and her caption was, "I'm on a sushi date, but this guy is awful. So I'm having a little girl party in the bathroom," and she's just like spinning and shaking herself. I mean, it was weird, really weird.
But and she'll can go to a restaurant, can't she?
Yeah.
She can't just walk up into a regular restaurant. Not Britney Spears.
What do you mean?
Because everybody's always looking at her to be some sort of a sideshow or something. Wouldn't you see that all over the place? Britney spotted out at a sushi restaurant.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, wearing one pant leg.
Yeah.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. What is new radio? New radio is
streaming literally everywhere.
Listen to the show starting each weekday morning at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. This is the TJ and Reagan Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Reagan Show.
TJ, I don't know if you saw this, but you're probably the best person to comment on this, but Sebastian Bach, the lead singer of Skid Row?
Yep.
Okay. He was performing in a concert, and did you see this video on TMZ?
No, I haven't seen it. I haven't seen anything about him.
he lashed out at an audience member in the middle of his set and said, get this woman the blank out of here. Get her out of here. She came up to me and my wife and tried to get a hug. Get her the blank out of here. Get her out of here. I mean, really laid into her from the stage. And everybody was like, what is this about? Why is he yelling at this woman? And that was the story, basically, that before the show, this woman had approached him and said, hey, can I have a hug? And he was with his wife. And for whatever reason, that really set him off. But the video is crazy.
That's all that happened? She's asked for a hug?
It sounds that way. I don't know. I don't know.
I didn't even know. Was he playing as a solo artist or is he back with the Skid Row? Do you know?
I think he's playing solo, but he does a lot of Skid Row songs. It's one of those situations.
Right. What else would he do? You know?
Right. Yeah. Right. It's like when you go see Bret Michaels perform, doesn't he do a lot of Poison songs?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I always thought Sebastian Bach was a nice guy. He always shows up on television. He seems like a friendly guy. So this was just so weird.
So. Well, you know, he always had that beef with Beethoven.
Is that right? A lot of people don't know that.
The Bach Beethoven beef.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The Powerball in the news, two winning tickets for Saturday night's Powerball drawing, $1.8 billion. One ticket was claimed in Texas. The other winning ticket was in Missouri. So they are each going to have to split it. But I know it's a lot of money. One of them is going to win $700 million or whatever it is. But then you take taxes out of it. If you had your heart set on $1.8 billion, $700 million doesn't sound like so much anymore. I mean, I'd still be thrilled, right? But yeah. Not as excited.
Absolutely. You'd be like, oh, it went away that quickly.
Yeah.
That's the way you would feel. No matter how much it is that you're going to be left with, you would know that more than half of your winnings were gone before you even had a chance to see it. And then now you got to split it with somebody else. And so it knocks you way down.
Yeah. Yeah. And you have, I would hate the other person that I have to split it with, even though I don't know them. Mm-hmm. Like I would just be irritated.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would too. And then people say, congratulations. That's awesome. I would always go, well,
yeah. You know,
thank you, but
yeah. It's not what you think.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, TJ is the only major athlete on the show, and I've got a very important question to ask him coming up next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
What is new radio?
You like how we get to it.
New radio is
video.
Watching on video. Watch each weekday morning just after 9 Eastern, 8 Central. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
I want to get TJ's opinion on a major viral incident that happened last week that we haven't discussed yet on this show, but make sure you go subscribe to TJ and Riggins Prime Plus. You get the entire show commercial free, audio and video. So that's a great asset to have. And it's super cheap. It's like $5 a month or something like that for no commercials on the TJ and Riggins show every single day. So go over to tjriggins.com, click the Prime link and get signed up today. You're going to love it. TJ, I wanted to ask you as the accomplished athlete. And Lindsay, you were an athlete too.
Yeah, I was a little offended when you said he was the only athlete on the show, but I'll take it. You know, listen.
I mean, I was
I knew
on
what
the,
you meant.
I was on the swim team in high school, but that I don't think that makes me an athlete.
Well, he's probably more of an athlete than I was. I mean,
yeah, I agree. So he could have had a football scholarship in college, mm-hmm. but he turned it down to take a theater scholarship. But I want to get TJ's opinion. This incident that happened at the Eagles game on Thursday night, where that guy Jalen Carter spit on the Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott.
Yeah.
It was disgusting. I think getting spit on, getting spat upon, mm-hmm. is like the most vile thing that can happen. And this guy just walks up to the quarterback and spits on him. What was your take on that?
Well, Dak Prescott spat in his direction first. I don't know what they were arguing about or anything. And then Dak got in his face and then that was the result. He said, this is how you spit on somebody, and just like a big spit, right on Dak Prescott's chest. Ugh. And then it happened, I think Saturday was another incident of that in the football. Maybe it was NFL Sunday. I'm not sure. But it's just, it's part of the game now. I look at it like they don't know how to act. There's no sportsmanship. There's no, you know, none of that. It's just, we're going to talk trash at each other. We're going to fight. I'm going to do something that is going to jeopardize the, you know, the team here by getting kicked out of the game. It's just that that is their mindset before anything else, is to fight when it comes to that type of situation. You're not going to disrespect me. I don't care whether I get kicked out and fined or whatever else. You know, it's just that that's the mindset of it now.
If you were the coach of the team,
taught sportsmanship.
If you were the coach of that team, he's not facing a suspension. What would you do just like as Louisiana high school football coach?
Oh, probably be suspended.
Yeah.
Probably suspend the player, yeah. Or at least not play him for a while. Bump him down on the depth chart to work his way back up, yeah.
See, that's a level-headed approach. You should have been a high school football coach. You would have been amazing.
Yeah. That's what I was supposed to be, but then I settled for this crap.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.